Montgomery, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. There are more questions about why the Pentagon waited so long to tell President Biden or other senior officials why Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was in the hospital.
We've just gotten a new timeline that indicates that Secretary Austin on Monday night, New Year's Day, was taken via ambulance to the Walter Reed National Military Medical Hospital for immediate treatment. At that point, the following day, his chief of staff is informed. Other senior officials, including the Joint Chiefs of Chairmen, are informed. But apparently that information just stayed within that bubble. No notifications were made to the White House until Thursday.
ABC's Louis Martinez, the president on the campaign trail in South Carolina, speaking today at Mother Emanuel Church. United Airlines says loose bolts were found on some of the exit plugs of its 737 MAX 9s, the part which blew out of an Alaska Airlines jet last week. Michigan and Washington will meet in tonight's college football playoff championship game. The Dow and the NASDAQ closed up in triple digits. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republicans are introducing their bill to legalize medical marijuana today. But Assembly Speaker Amon Voss tells WISN-TV's Upfront there will be limits.
It'll probably be the most restrictive version in the entire country, but one that we guarantee that only helps people who are truly sick and doesn't lead toward any kind of recreational marijuana.
Governor Evers has said he would sign a medical marijuana bill into law. Nearly 111,000 people in Wisconsin older than 65 have Alzheimer's disease. The Alzheimer's Association is pinpointing rates of the disease in each state and county for the first time. Researchers say they hope it will help public health officials provide better care. Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia and one of the top 10 causes of death in the U.S. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A Duluth shop is preparing to close its doors for good this year. According to a Northern News Now report, the owners of Two Loons Gallery and Boutique in Duluth's Lincoln Park neighborhood have announced that their shop will be closing for good sometime this spring. They cited the impending West Superior Street redesign project as a contributing factor, saying the proposed project would hurt their ability to reach their target market. An official closing date for the shop has not yet been announced. A proposed bill in the Wisconsin state legislature would require that local communities be consulted by the federal government before the placement of refugees. The bill would require every city, village, town, county, and school district within 100 miles of a proposed resettlement site to designate a representative to communicate important information to the community. The community members would then host a hearing and make a resolution as to whether refugees should be placed in their community. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Packers are going to the playoffs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers held on to beat the Chicago Bears at Lambeau Field. The final score, 17-9. Up next, the wild card playoffs. Sunday in Dallas against the Cowboys. Kickoff at 3:30. Not a lot of touchdowns, but a lot of offensive production. Jordan Love passing for over 300 yards and two TDs. Running back Aaron Jones rushed for 111 yards. I asked him, how at age 29 is he playing so well? Is it the offensive line, the play calling, or his experience?
I think it's a little bit of all. You know, like you said, the experience. You've seen certain looks, like you kind of know what to expect when they're shifted certain ways or play calling does come into effect, and then just communication.
The Bears had to settle for just three field goals. The Packers defense sacking Bears quarterback Justin Fields five times. Linebacker Preston Smith.
Man, all the interior guys were getting a lot of sacks, and man, it was getting after the quarterback. We didn't let him get comfortable back then. We came together as a team. We played pretty great on defense.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. cloudy tonight with another round of snow showers and lows in the upper 20s. Snow wraps tomorrow morning, maybe an inch, becoming breezy and cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the low 30s. Another snow chance late Wednesday. Minor accumulations likely, then much colder for the rest of the week. It's 28 degrees right now.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, Monday edition. I'm loving it. If what Alex Jones says today is true, Dom.
What? You're not going to quote Alex Jones, are you? That guy?
I am. I will eat your ass. It's a happier Monday happy hour. Welcome to it, Dom. And there might be some ass eating. Just saying. Here's the headline, Dom. And it comes from Alex Jones. And he's described as stunned by the new Jeffrey Epstein documents when he says Trump's been implicated. Trump has been implicated. Now, you brought this to my attention. What was your source? The Drudge.
Drudge report, man. Drudge has this top line in red. I can pull it up for you right now. Drudge report. Shock claim. Trump sex at Epstein mansion. Many girls. Warning, graphic details, and they link to themessenger.com and what was the other source here? I believe it was the Daily Mail.
So a couple of foreign journalistic, air quotes, outfits have gotten in front of the American press on this, Tom. When I see ABC News reporting it, then I'm going both barrels.
Hey, but Alex Jones is reporting it, man.
So I'm quoting conspiracy theorist Alex Jones is my source here, Dom. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones was unsure how to react on Monday after learning that former President Donald Trump had been named in a tranche of documents related to Jeffrey Epstein. I was given during breaks big national news that Trump's been implicated. Okay, and I can't speak to this until I've had time to research it. So I'm going to go off the air soon. I didn't know you could do that.
Is he still on the air or is he like doing podcasts?
He must be doing podcasts, Dom, because we work on a clock around here.
We got a clock, exactly.
It's like Fred Flintstone. Stadium. It's not quitting time till 6 o'clock. Yabba dabba do.
Yeah, anyway, happy hour at 5.
The allegations. Well, we do have a different sort of job here. Thank God, according to Mark in Sussex, or we'd be replaced by migrants. The allegations in question against Trump came from a woman who recanted her statement years ago, but reappeared in newly unsealed filings linked to attorneys representing Alan Dershowitz. Now, that's the other guy that's been heavily implicated, my understanding, Dershowitz, the messenger. The messenger, that's one of the sources you mentioned. Trump's spokesperson, Stephen Chung, told the Independent response, "These baseless accusations have been fully retracted because they're simply false and have no merit." Now, I'm just using the Trump voice because, you know, it's his spokesperson. You know, because he always strongly denies them.
Always, always.
Alex Jones appeared to have to know little about the breaking news or their origin. "I'll tell you what I think," he promised. "I don't know. I don't know what's going on." Oh, no. Right-wing media conspiracy theorist has been stumped on air, Tom. I mean,
whatever is going on, I'm sure he will come up with the most outlandish reason as to why.
Well, here's how he sort of defaulted. We'll bring this to a little head here, Tom. Jones noted Trump's well-documented relationship with Epstein, who was found dead in a Manhattan jail cell before he could stand trial on criminal sex trafficking charges. Trump did. Wait, I got to do the Alex Jones best. Do you have this time? I know you do an excellent Alex Jones voice.
Trump did hang.
Yeah, do it. Do it. Do it.
Trump
did
hang around with Epstein some and was around him some. So I'm not going to. I'm not going to sit here and ever condone any of that. But we're going to find out.
I will eat your ass.
Oh no. So that's there's that.
And Alex Jones, the other inquiry or statement I make on behalf of Alex Jones, just so you know, there's nothing sexual in that statement. It's more so he's been eyeing up his neighbor in case, you know, when the carnivore cannibalism time set in, he's been eyeing up his neighbor. I will eat your ass. Apparently, he's going to start with the rump roast. So, Dom, everyone said this is going to be so bad for Bill Clinton, who's no longer the president by like decades, right?
Right.
And so few on the right considered that maybe their dude, Trump, who likes to party and likes the younger girls, that maybe he might also be implicated. There's a lot of stuff. And I'm not sure that we can report it all, Dom.
Well, to reiterate, it's been redacted again a little bit from themessenger.com as linked on the Drudge Report. Former President Trump regularly had sex with a woman at Epstein's Manhattan mansion, and Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew, and Richard Branson were caught on a sex tape by the financier, according to a victim who later recanted the claims. The allegations were made by Sarah Ransom to a journalist and unsealed in newly public court documents Monday. Part of a filing which lawyers or law professor Alan Dershowitz sought to portray Ransom as a liar who contradicted herself and made outlandish claims. And there's more to it, but you can
find
it.
Well, there's accusations made against Alan Dershowitz of a similar sort. He an underage girl, so I'm sure he would like to label her a liar. Would he not, Dom?
Indeed. On another undated email, Ransom claimed her friend had sex with Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew, and billionaire Richard Branson, and video recordings of the tryst were made by Epstein at Mansion. Quote, "I personally can confirm that I have, with my own two eyes, seen the evidence of these sexual acts, which clearly identifies Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew, Richard Branson having sexual intercourse with my friend. I will be more than willing to swear under oath and testify in court over these sex tapes," the email stated. Again, an undated email. In 2019, she told the New Yorker the tapes were made up. The fabrication was intended to raise intrigue into Epstein's affairs and convince the financier himself that she had evidence that would come out if he harmed me, she said.
Alex Jones and the Messenger and who else? The Independent, our sources.
Daily Mail. And well, Drudge Report, linking it all. Top line headline of the Drudge Report. You know, that's what, formerly conservative news aggregator.
It's important if it's the top line at the Drudge. It starts influencing people like Alex Jones to think that maybe the former president's been implicated. And when Jones says it on a podcast to his crazies, now they just might believe it.
I don't know what they'd believe. I mean, if a redacted story comes out in these filings that were, you know, made public, But you know, the sycophants are such cult members. I would, if there anything like that were to come out, be it these tapes or any other tapes showing Donald Trump in any sort of compromising positions, they just blame AI. You know, they just blame deep fakes, something along those lines. I think, I don't know how they could even ever convince themselves if something like that were to be found to be true.
I'm sorry, man. I'm having a hard time picking any level of conversation that's FCC friendly here. Right, they have about any of the perhaps implicated, be it Dershowitz or Trump, Slick Willie, Bill Clinton, man, you know, it is a sordid bunch. And you had to know what you were getting yourself into with Epstein. And even if you're just in it for the free jet rides and the, you know, the lavish lifestyle on some private island, even if you weren't there for the underage girls, you had to know the guy's reputation. You had to know, I mean, the Trump, whispers around the water cooler.
Trump made comments about, yeah, he likes, you know, beautiful women like I do. Some of them are a little on the younger side. Like, I mean, you know, Trump can't help himself, quote unquote. He says it. He just says it. I mean, Trump just told you right then and there. Everybody knew.
And then he tic-tacs up because he's the former president. They just let him do it.
You're a star. You can do anything you want.
You know,
let you do anything.
It's kind of crazy. Donald Trump and the event on Saturday on January 6th in Newton, Iowa, apparently not a very big event. I had to rely upon the Reuters coverage because I was not credentialed for that event, Tom. But they said a room of hundreds.
Ooh, hundreds.
Hundreds. So, like I said, I think it's a small ballroom. And we were also denied access to Trump at the Holiday Inn Express in Janesville, Wisconsin, if you'll recall.
Well, way back in the beginning, right?
We didn't even stay there that night. So we have been denied before, but I'll let you know. You know, I'm keeping you posted because I'm going to Des Moines for the Love of Democracy tour. I'll be there Wednesday night, and it'll be the Haley DeSantis show. And, you know, Don, my only regret of this elective cycle so far is I sort of goal set. I want to make Ron DeSantis cry. And I'm pretty sure if I can get it at DeSantis in the spin room, I'll make him cry after the debate Wednesday night. Tears, actual tears.
Do you have a strategy, or are you just going to kind of wing it? Or do you have something in mind that you would bring up? And like, how are you so sure that you could make a grown man cry?
Well, I'll just, you know, parallel his campaign with Scott Walker's. He'll be the new banker, right? I mean, he's effectively, I've already heard rumors he's dropping out immediately after Iowa. If he doesn't perform. Like that. What's that?
I've seen some headlines indicating that as well, like middle of January. ? Ron DeSantis out middle of January? ? I didn't dig in, you know, clickbait, but yes, I've seen the rumors as well.
Well, and Nikki Haley, the Trump teams now turn their attention to her because she apparently is the newest threat. And, you know, the elective campaign, 1 week from today, it kicks off now. And I'm loving it, man, because that's what we do for a living. Not just the horse race politics. We bring you the most important stuff ever right here on the Devil's Advocates. And apparently, from Trump's point of view, Iowa, foregone conclusion. He's turned his attention to the D.C. courts and pleadings of immunity. That's where he's going to be tomorrow. I can't be in D.C. and Des Moines on a snow day, so Des Moines on Wednesday. More Devil's Advocates in just a moment.
I will eat your ass.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the line to offer your opinion, your thoughts at 844-967-2789. Stick around. Our pal Rick Smith from the Rick Smith Show coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Dominic, did I mention that the former president is... put Nikki Haley in his sights just during the commercial break. I got two emails from the Trump campaign. These coming from Trump, make America great again, exclamation point 2024. Nikki Haley is weak on immigration and opposes a border wall. Well, that was sent to yours truly at 5:18 p.m. At 5:15 p.m., also from Donald J. Trump for president. The headline, Nikki Haley is funded by Democrats, Wall Street, and globalists. I mean, they're starting to hammer the emails, Dom. But he, the former president, apparently is already, counting his chickens in Iowa. He's moving beyond Iowa already, although he does have a town hall event counter-programming the GOP debate event that yours truly will be at. Although, you know, once the debate starts... I might go over and see what the Trump crowd has to offer because he's also going to be in Des Moines. And then you know where they're all staying, Dom? The downtown Marriott, because it's the only nice hotel in Des Moines, Iowa. And it's got the best
fine lobby bar.
Best bar. All of America. It might be the best place to go and play a little politics on third base. I'll bring my credit card, Dom. Trump shifts focus from Iowa to D.C. federal court. We'll shift our focus to a fine guest coming soon, Rick Smith. He's a Teamster. He's a talk show host. He's a friend of ours. But coverage at the Hill here, Dom. Former President Trump is leaving the campaign trail to appear in a Washington, D.C. federal court Tuesday.
Now, let me stop you right there. This is all campaign, man. You know, he's not leaving the trail. Come on. This is all part of the game. He's not required to be there.
So he's campaigning in court.
Yeah, baby.
Dominic, he'll be in a federal courtroom Tuesday, a move certain to bring his legal travails into a limelight just a week before the Iowa caucuses. Trump's legal troubles only appear to have helped him in his fight for the GOP presidential nomination so far. And there's little reason to think Tuesday's trip will change that. Especially when it comes to depriving his two primary rivals, Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley, of media attention. Because everybody else is in Des Moines. Trump's going to D.C., right? It's Trump's first visit to the federal courthouse blocks away from the Capitol building since he pled not guilty to four federal charges he conspired to overturn the 2020 election. And Trump's attorneys are set to argue before a three-judge panel that the former president is immune from indictment because he was acting in an official capacity, a high stakes proceeding that could get the case tossed. I doubt that, Dom.
While
Trump is not required to be at Tuesday's proceedings, he announced publicly that he plans to be in the courtroom when his lawyers appear, a clear sign he thinks it will help, not hurt, his efforts in Iowa.
Right.
Dom, he currently has a 34-point lead, according to the Hill decision desk. If special counsel Jack Smith attends Tuesday arguments, it could mark the third time he and Trump come face to face. Smith has regularly appeared for previous hearings in the case, and Trump contends his criminal case must be tossed because he has immunity from criminal prosecution. And he argues that the prosecution amounts to an unconstitutional double jeopardy after his impeachment and eventual acquittal in the Senate over the January 6th Capitol riot. That, of course, is ludicrous, Dom. Here's what his attorneys wrote. During the 234 years from 1789 to 2023, no current or former president had ever been criminally prosecuted for official acts That unbroken tradition died this year, and the historical fallout is tremendous. The indictment of former President Trump threatens to launch cycles of recrimination and politically motivated prosecution that will plague our nation for many decades to come and stands likely to shatter the very bedrock of our republic, the confidence of the American citizens, and an independent judicial system.
Oh, what a crock. I mean, if this were to be true, you might as well all hail President Emperor Biden because he would never have to leave. The special counsel's office, Crudy, has argued that the principle of accountability for criminal acts plays a vital role as the president, as the presidency in America's constitutional system. Quote, rather than vindicating our constitutional framework, the defendant's sweeping immunity claim threatens to license presidents to commit crimes to remain in office, prosecutors wrote in court filings. The founders did not intend and would never have countenanced such a result. U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan, an appointee of former President Obama, is overseeing the trial proceeding and previously sided with prosecutors by rejecting Trump's argument, declaring that the office of the presidency does not confer a lifelong get-out-of-jail-free pass. The former president then appealed. The battle is about much about timing as it is about the merits. Trial is currently scheduled for March 4th, the first day of his four criminal cases. But Smith's team concedes the immunity issue can be appealed before the case gets to a jury, meaning a lengthy appeals process could push back the date. Doing so would aid Trump's broader goal of delaying the case until after Election Day. Trump returns to the White House. He could shut down the D.C. case and Smith's other prosecution while simultaneously attempting to halt two state prosecutions during his term.
You think he would, Dom?
You think so? I mean, he's already saying
it.
Would
that be an overreach?
Oh, come on. I mean, they did it to me. Look what they're doing to me. Look what they did to me. And Trudy, we're not going to probably get to it, but before we get to Rick Smith, but there's ABC News reporting the headline here, special counsel probe uncovers new details about Trump's inaction on January 6th. When he was told, you know, they're coming to hang Mike Pence, he said, so what? So what? This is from reporting his guy, Scavino.
So what?
So what? So what? So what? That's what he said. So what?
No shrug emoji?
Right? And apparently the Twitter to say stay peaceful, written by Scavino. Trump, he apparently wrote the one that said Mike Pence didn't have the courage to do what he needed to do today. And because it was only Trump and Scavino who had access to Trump's Twitter, a bunch of the other attorneys in the White House were freaking out, went to go hunt down Scavino and say, dude, why are you saying that? That's terrible. Don't need that right now. Scavino's like, no, man, that wasn't me. Trump thumbed that thing out. So not only did Trump thumb that out, threatening the dude after all that, right? Said, so what? And then the go and the be peaceful, that one written by Scavino, not Trump. So interesting details coming out. Perhaps more of what we've already known, but I think it's important to reiterate as it becomes more and more clear that Trump's action of inaction is absolutely part of the insurrection.
Dom, I've got just a little more detail as well. The New York Second Circuit Court of Appeals denied Donald Trump's request Monday to reconsider his immunity claim in the civil lawsuit brought by former journalist E. Jean Carroll, court records show. According to Politico's Kyle Cheney, first to spot the filing, SCOTUS is the next step. The federal appeals court first denied the claim in December, ruling that Trump had waited too long to raise that specific defense. So anyways, three-judge panel ruled unanimously that Trump should have raised the defense 3 years ago. I guess your lawyer didn't serve you well. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Our good friend Rick Smith. He's a Teamster. He's a talk show host. He's a friend of ours. You're going to want to stick around. It'll be a happy hour rolling through it. I'm loving it, Dom. If it is what you say it is, I'm loving it.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Much of Wisconsin will be under a winter storm watch tomorrow. The heaviest snow is expected in the south and east from the Illinois border up to Door County. Places like Milwaukee and Madison might get as much as 11 inches of snow. Green Bay could get a foot. Forecasters say it'll be windy, too. The need for blood donations never dips, even though donations typically go down this time of year.
Usually due to holiday seasons and the start of the new year and winter weather, it makes for a challenging time to collect.
The Red Cross's Diane Wright says that's why January is National Blood Donor Month. One blood donor helps two people who may have cancer, been in an accident, or needs emergency surgery. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Northern Wisconsin residents are rejoicing after receiving the first meaningful snowfall of the year. Snow rolled into the region on Friday night, finally breaking a mild winter that has wreaked havoc on area events. The lack of typical snowfall has affected ski resorts, businesses, and even led to the cancellation of the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon. Residents are hoping that with the first meaningful snow of the year, more traditional winter weather is here to stay and area events can get back to their usual schedules. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is calling for the public's help in locating black bear dens across the state. The DNR is currently in the third year of data collection for a reproduction study called the Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey, and they need help finding more den locations. Researchers are particularly looking for reports from Clark, Taylor, Wood, St. Croix, Pierce, Buffalo, and Oneida counties. People who come across a den should get as much information as they can without disturbing it. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Packers are going to the playoffs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers held on to beat the Chicago Bears at Lambeau Field. The final score, 17-9. Up next, the wild card playoffs. Sunday in Dallas against the Cowboys. Kickoff at 3:30. Not a lot of touchdowns, but a lot of offensive production. Jordan Love passing for over 300 yards and two TDs. Running back Aaron Jones rushed for 111 yards. I asked him, how at age 29 is he playing so well? Is it the offensive line, the play calling, or his experience?
I think it's a little bit of all. You know, like you said, the experience you've seen certain looks, like you kind of know what to expect when they're shifted certain ways or play calling does come in to effect, and then just communication.
The Bears had to settle for just three field goals. The Packers defense sacking Bears quarterback Justin Fields five times. Linebacker Preston Smith.
Man, all the interior guys were getting a lot of sacks, and man, it was getting after the quarterback. We didn't let him get comfortable back there. We came together as a team. We played pretty great on defense.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight with another round of snow showers and lows in the upper 20s. Snow wraps tomorrow morning, maybe an inch, becoming breezy and cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the low 30s. Another snow chance late Wednesday. Minor accumulations likely, then much colder for the rest of the week. It's 28 degrees right now.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a Monday edition. I'm loving it, rolling through a happier hour. And we've been joined right now by a friend of ours. He is Rick Smith. He's a Teamster. He's a truck driver. He's a radio host. Rick, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates.
Crudy, how are you today, buddy?
Well, I should say television host, Mr. Free Thought TV host.
Hey, Rick.
Hi, guys. Dom, how are you guys?
Good, man.
Rick, we saw some troubling news, or at least Dom panicked and thought it was really troubling. Teamsters meet with the former president, Donald Trump. You are a member of that organization, that fine union. What can you tell us? I didn't think the Teamsters were in the Trump column. I thought they endorsed Joe Biden in 2020.
They did, and this should be a no-brainer at this point. But under the guise of we're meeting with everyone, Teamsters General President Sean O'Brien made a pilgrimage down to Mar-a-Lago to meet with Trump. And as I'm told, it went kind of like this. Hey, come to our round table. Trump said, no, come down and have dinner with me. So they went down, and it was kind of a last-minute hurry thing. And look, I took Sean O'Brien to task. I have no idea what he was thinking, making the pilgrimage down to Mar-a-Lago. It was a stupid move, I believe, and I said so. I've gotten tons of response from people who believe otherwise. But I think going down to Mar-a-Lago and doing the thumbs up picture that Trump put out, as opposed to the, well, less enthusiastic looking picture that the Teamsters put out, I think it was a mistake. And I think he knew he made a mistake by going there and taking that picture. Now, should O'Brien have met with Trump? Sure. If Trump were to come to the Teamsters Hall in D.C. and meet like every other presidential candidate, then, yeah, that's not a problem. You talk to everybody. But the fact that he platformed Trump days before January 6th, the fact that he took that picture with the smiling thumbs up, that's a huge problem. And it shows me anyway. That there's some trouble with the way we're processing the political end of how the union's being run.
Rick, do you think he gave him the Chris Christie treatment? Do you think he force-fed him Moss meatloaf and then only one scoop of ice cream while Trump got two? That's kind of a power move, isn't it, Rick?
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. I mean, at what point do you go, I got to tell you, I was thinking about John Kerry. When I saw those pictures, I was thinking about John Kerry. You remember when he met with Trump after the election, where he was trying to talk his way into being Secretary of State? Do you remember that? The photos from that, where the look on his face was, yeah, I'm selling my soul and we're having for lunch what's left of my dignity so that I can try and maybe possibly get this job that I want. That's how I viewed that. Now, here's the thing that bothers me, guys. We know what kind of president Trump will be because we saw what he did. He was a horrible president for working people. The policies that he moved, deregulation, the people that he appointed to the Labor Department, the people that he appointed to the NLRB, all of the decisions that were made were decidedly on the side of corporate America and against working people. In fact, as I said on my show, most of my labor friends during the Trump years stopped bringing unfair labor practices before the National Labor Relations Board because they were going to lose, and they were going to lose badly. We now have a president and a National Labor Relations Board that is on the side of workers, and people have a fair shot. We've got a president who just signed an executive order and finalized an executive order that's going to make, you know, PLAs, project labor agreements, over $35 million, the rule of the law of the land. The Teamsters, and this is the part that blew my mind when I saw the pictures. Joe Biden signed into law the bailout of multi-employer pension funds.
Right.
To make sure that when people retired, spent 35, 40 years bouncing around in a truck, swinging a hammer, stringing line, that their pensions are going to be secure. This, I got to tell you, the thumbs up thing, major slap in the face. And I think there will be at some point repercussion.
Rick Smith, host of the Rick Smith Show, friend of ours. Didn't Joe Biden walk the picket line? Wasn't this the most union friendly president ever, Rick, or did I miss something?
No, the man, he evidently found Barack Obama's comfortable shoes and got out there on the picket line. And look, I give Biden credit, but I give Biden credit for more than just getting out on the picket line and walking the picket line. He walked the walk, absolutely, and he's talking the talk. But policy-wise, they're moving this country in a direction that I think is transformational. We're moving away from neoliberalism. We're moving away from all of the stuff, the supply-side voodoo Reaganomics that destroyed the most prosperous working class in the history of civilization. We're in the process of attempting to rebuild what our grandparents' generation fought for. For me, that's exciting stuff. And we're not talking about any of that. We're talking about nonsense. And for me, I say we should be fighting for things that make our lives better instead of over things that don't. And that's where we've been stuck, Crudy. You know this like anyone. They want us to focus on the stuff that divides us, not what unites us. And I look at this thing with this executive order of project labor agreements. This is going to be good for workers. It's going to be good for communities. It's going to be good for the infrastructure of this country.
Folks, you're listening to The Devil's Advocates. That's Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, Teamster, truck driver, friend of ours. Rick, great to see you again. You mentioned in your earlier comments, it's fine to go sit down like every other presidential candidate. Well, Donald Trump, I don't think, is like every other presidential candidate, man. I believe he engaged in a coup against this country, engaged in an insurrection against this country, fomented violence against this country. You think he's like every other presidential candidate, Rick?
No, I said if he were to come to Washington, D.C. and sit down across from Sean O'Brien and the Teamsters Hall, he should be welcome. I'm okay with that because he's coming to the hall. I think by platforming him differently than everyone else, you have now separated him. And that's a huge mistake. And for me, it shows why the political department wasn't consulted in this. It shows why the strategic department was probably the one behind all this. And as I said on my show, whoever was responsible should be fired immediately. Whatever PR firm thought this was a good idea should be fired immediately because this was bad. Again, days before the January 6th anniversary, right. You've now created this distraction where you've put the Teamsters in this situation. As I've said, this administration has done an awful lot. Now, I get it. Soulless Washington PR consultant said, hey, look, let's hedge our bets. Let's get on the side of the other guy. Because maybe here's what we know about Donald Trump. He has no allegiances to anyone other than Donald Trump. He will throw anyone and everyone under the bus. So, you know, Sean O'Brien going down and selling his soul and kissing the ring and doing the pilgrimage is not going to be helpful to anyone. It doesn't matter. What this was is O'Brien and the Teamsters being used to platform Donald Trump. It was a mistake. And I truly believe O'Brien understands that because as I'm being told from insiders, there's almost a mutiny going on at the Teamsters headquarters. And across the country, I'm getting responses from rank and file people going, man, good on you. Thank goodness you spoke up because someone has to. This cannot be allowed to happen because here's the thing. The Teamsters cannot endure. This cannot be 1980. There is no reason for this to be 1980. And for people who don't know, the Teamsters endorsed Ronald Reagan in 1980. There is no reason for the Teamsters to endorse Donald Trump.
Rick, you also mentioned your expression of your thoughts on this whole deal, but you also said some of the Teamsters, some other members had other thoughts. What were the other thoughts? What's the other position? Because certainly, you know, the Teamsters unions aren't all one way. It's like everybody else. There's different opinions. Of those that were fine with it or encouraged it, What's their thought? What's that line of thinking, if you know?
Well, I understand, you know, like many legacy unions, there's a split. You know, the Teamsters union is about 55% Democratic, about 45% Republican. You know, you have, you know, good paying jobs that, you know, I like the Harry Truman quote. If you want to live like a Republican, you know, vote for a Democrat. These are people who make significant incomes that make them think that they can live like Republicans, that they're Republicans because they don't want to pay taxes. But the reality is it's because of their union that they make these wages and they're all encouraged. You know, my red hat and, you know, MAGA loving Trump supporting friends were all thrilled by the fact that there's a slim possibility that the Teamsters could endorse Donald Trump. And when I asked them, you know, what policies did Trump move on the labor front that would give you hope that things would be helpful to us? I mean, after all, he did appoint Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. That made the decision in Janus that made the country a no rights at work country when they passed the Janus decision. He was president when they went and deregulated a lot of safe working condition regulations. He was president when a lot of bad things happened for working people. So what makes you think that, you know, Trump 2.0 is going to be any different? It's not. In fact, what Trump has said, his own words, is when he becomes president again, it's about revenge. It's about retribution. And those federal workers, you know, those public sector ones, Schedule F, they're going to come in and fire. And it's all then going to be about patronage and loyalty, not about competency, not about who can do the best job, but who's loyal to Donald Trump. And that should scare every person in this country, because I want good bureaucrats doing good work for we the people, not people who are going to kiss the ring.
Rick Smith, our friend, he's a Teamster, he's a truck driver, he's a talk show and television host. I got to think hard on that. Rick.
FreeSpeechTV.org, FreeSpeech.org, the website. Every weeknight, 9 p.m., FreeSpeech TV. You can find it anywhere on your dial. Just look for it on your local.
But that's 9 o'clock website. Eastern time, right, Rick? We're in the Central Eastern time zone. Don't confuse my audience. Devil's Advocates audience, many of them in the Central time zone. Rick, why don't I ask you about the truck convoys? And I recall the violence of January 6th. That was very apparent. But there were these very sort of threatening circumstances with the truck convoys that were going to come down and shut down the DC. And there were some that actually physically went after bus drivers. I believe the Biden campaign was assaulted or accosted by convoys. Rick, what do you think about the violence? And do you think this has extended onto the truck drivers?
Yeah, look, understand, you know, working people have been under stress for decades now. The wages, the conditions that people toil under have gotten progressively worse over the last decades. And it's all because of, you know, the reality. You know, you go back to, you know, the Reaganomics, the supply side voodoo Reaganomics, neoliberalism that has destroyed unions, destroyed living working conditions, destroyed wages. People are struggling. There is real pain out there. And there are people who don't believe that their elected officials are listening. And this is where I empathize. I'm with you. I say all the time, you know, 30 years ago when I started in the LTL trucking industry, we made much better money than we make today. Conditions were much better back then. And it's because of the destruction of the unions that we are now living and struggling. So I feel for these truck drivers. They have been placed in a situation where they're on their own, they're on an island, and they're being hammered at every turn. But I think they're being force-fed by a right-wing spin machine the wrong outrage candy. The people that they should be angry at are the policymakers who have pushed us down this path of breaking unions, of a gig economy kind of jobs, of low tax rates for billionaires, and hyper-regulations for working people, but not for our Wall Street crowd. The outrage candy that we should be taking is we've got a billionaire class that our labor has funded, that our sacrifice and our struggle has funded. And that's where we should be focused. But that's not where we're at. There's a right wing industry out there and focusing our attention on working people eating each other. The old Jay Gould quote, I can easily pay half the working class to murder the other half. They're not even paying anymore.
Rick Smith, do you anticipate the Teamsters will ultimately endorse Joe Biden?
Absolutely. I think this outrage, I think they're going to.
Rick Smith, host of the Rick Smith Show, 9 o'clock Eastern time, 8 o'clock Central on the Free Thought TV. Thank you, Rick, for joining us here today.
Love you guys.
Yeah, man. Thanks back at you, brother. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. It's a I'm Loving It Monday edition. Come on back. Your phone calls could be next. 844-967-2789. Dial right now.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
There's only you in my life.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789. Of course, you got to stick around. The Maggie Dawn Show coming up next.
You'll love that show. But I've been loving the entirety of this fine program, Dom. And it's a happier happy hour, and we're rolling through it. And we love when you participate at 844-967-2789. It's not just the quarterback of my favorite football team, soon to be Super Bowl champions, Green Bay Packers.
Come on.
Once you're in, anything can happen, fella.
Anything can happen on the road at Dallas against the former coach, 7.5-point underdogs.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Actually, Brett Favre could never go to Dallas and win. It wasn't until we found an alternative path to the Super Bowl that the Packers actually made it to the Super Bowl. They never went through Dallas and won the Super Bowl, that I recall.
This is going to be the year, Curdy.
I better go check my history books because, yeah, like you, I did smoke a little non-legal cannabis in the 90s, 2000s, 2010s, and 2020s.
What year is that?
What's my age again? 844-967-2789. We'll get you callers. I see you. Tony Evers, over the course of the weekend, talked about the effort in the great state of Wisconsin to keep Donald Trump off the ballot. And I wanted to throw out there what Evers had to say on this issue. Governor Tony Evers does not support efforts to keep Republican former President Donald Trump off the ballot in Wisconsin, he said this week. In an interview with the Journal Sentinel, Evers said he fears such efforts would only serve to fire up Trump supporters and make them feel the deck is stacked against them. His quote, "My frustration is it gives his supporters a much larger thing to use as, oh, woe is me, the world is picking on Donald Trump and that sort of thing. But I think at the end of the day, it's going to be thrown out by the Supreme Court anyways. So it's not that I'm against other states doing it, but I just think it's not helpful." So let me see if I understand the recent scorecard here. I think Governor Tony Evers agrees with Crudy.
I think you're right. Not helpful. I'm not clear that enforcing, you know, the Constitution, supporting the Constitution, enforcing law is helpful or not helpful. If you make decisions based on, you know, the cult's going to be mad if we arrest their rapist, fraud, their insurrectionist bastard leader, then we've already lost, man. So, you know,
what about my
governor's opinion, but, you know, the guy engaged in insurrection, that's plain for all to see. I think everyone should be doing everything they can to try to get the guy off the ballot because that is what's called for, regardless of what the supporters think.
I saw the governor, Tony Evers, also was against the recent lawsuit that would look to, what, override school choice vouchers in the state of Wisconsin. And it wasn't just the lack of original jurisdiction at the Wisconsin Supreme Court that Tony is apparently opposed to. Could it be the vessel of the lawsuits he takes issue with, Dom?
Perhaps. He didn't mention that in his statements. That's always a thing. But, you know, the other side of with regards to the school choice, I mean, you know, church attendance is down, folks. So your school choice vouchers are subsidizing, you know, religious education. Yeah, good thing they're Christians and not, you know, Muslim.
Well, excellent.
So you might be really mad about it.
Excellent question. That's never been litigated, my understanding, before the Wisconsin courts, whether or not this program is actually constitutional. 25 years in, it might be time to ask the question. But the vessel, here's my point. You're not going to take the bait, so I'll just take it. The litigant, the guy that keeps rolling out the lawsuits, and apparently he's rolled out a new one because the Wisconsin Elections Commission didn't take this up. And the person is Kirk Bangstad at the Minocqua Super PAC. And each time they write an article about any lawsuit that Kirk is part of, they have to include the fact that he is the biggest loser of a defamation suit in Wisconsin's history. And the part that's frustrating to me, why I bring this to your attention, fair audience, is because I get to see snarky crap from the Wisconsin GOP, be it Dewey Strobel, be it Brian Schimming, the GOP chairman. And what they say has validity because they can crap on this guy because he legitimately defamed someone, lost the biggest judgment in Wisconsin's history. And each time he brings a lawsuit, they have to bring his personal baggage to the table.
You know, and I get that. I believe he's still going to appeal that initial.
Yeah, so is Trump.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, man, it's still ongoing. It's still under appeal. And here's what I would always say to you in these kinds of circumstances. They're going to say those kinds of things no matter what. No matter who it is, no matter what it is, they're going to say, oh, he's a Marxist socialist. Oh, he's a this. Oh, she's a that. That's what they do, man. So if you're going to behave in a way because you're afraid what your opponents, they might say against you, then you've already lost.
Do I strike you as a fearful man of what others might perceive saying?
If one behaves in that manner, if that's the guy who got his ducks in a row to bring a lawsuit, oh, great. If you think somebody else should do it, then why don't you do it, man?
Well, if
Donald Trump's an insurrectionist and school choice funds churches that teach creationism and the earth is 6,000 years old because they got to subsidize because no one's going to church anymore. These are what I perceive as to be facts. Now, if Kirk Bangstad isn't the right guy in your mind, then perhaps you are or somebody else is. But the fact remains, these things need to be discussed and someone needs to do it. So here's, at least he's doing it. I'll give him that.
Maybe he should go settle his own litigation first. Clear the slates. You know, the largest defense settlement of any defamation suit in Wisconsin's history. And there's almost been zero awards in defamation suits historically in the state. I mean, you really got to cross lines. And he did. And that's the problem. I don't want this guy speaking on behalf of the left and these issues. And every time these issues come before a court of law, I don't want to see his face on the paper.
What are you doing? What are you doing then, man?
What am I supposed to go bring?
Well, that's what I'm saying, man. Sometimes
bring lawsuits for fun and profit.
Would you rather have no lawsuits? Would you rather have no one doing anything addressing it, or someone you don't like or think should be the person to do it who's doing it?
I would rather follow the example of Law Forward, maybe consult with the governor of the state of Wisconsin, because, you know, I'd always get Tony's opinion first. And find out if, you know, the powers that be are even supportive of these actions before
Come on, man.
I would never get
the blessing from somebody. Oh, it's okay, Mr. Governor, if I do X, Y, or Z. Are you kidding me, man? That's not at all what this is about.
No,
come
it's about
on, Rudy.
Raising money from your supportive.
Yeah, maybe we should be the ones in the lawsuit. I got to give Jeff Scott Olson a call. I feel like my civil rights have been violated by Donald Trump. He shouldn't be on the ballot.
Well, you do that. You have not been sued successfully for defamation and lost a $750,000 award. Stick around, Maggie Dawn. At least she'd offer great counsel.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
As a farmer, you make a lot of important decisions that impact the profitability of your operation. When considering your crop insurance options for the next growing season, turn to Ag Country Farm Credit Services. The insurance team at Ag Country knows agriculture, and they'll work to personalize a multi-peril crop insurance policy to fit your needs and protect your bottom line. Contact Ag Country today to get started. Ag Country, focused on ag,
focused on you.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.